Say goober peas?
No, that's the only time I ever heard that expression.
Just in that.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it in songs.
And I've read it a few times.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Goober, you know. Let's eat some goobers or let's plant some goobers. That's common, but not goober peas.
Okay. How about when you kill the hogs? What?
Hog killing time?
Yeah. What would you make out of what different things?
Well, I hesitate to mention this to you. We never did, but one of the fire out things was blood pudding.
Blood pudding?
Mm-hmm. Just the name turned us off. I mean, my
yeah.
family.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen some. It's horrible looking stuff. It's some
uh-huh.
sort of a blood and cornmeal mix.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, I don't even uh-huh. think about it. And something called souse meat made out of the head. And you can buy something similar to it in the stores today, packaged. I forget what they call that stuff.
Okay. How about all the organs and so forth inside? Would you eat those?
Some of them. We kept the liver and the lungs usually.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Do they have any term for?
They have chitlins.
All of those?
Well, the liver was liver.
Mm-hmm.
The lungs was usually called lights. Just
okay.
LIGHTS.
Mm-hmm.
For what reason, I don't know.
And the chitlins were what?
Part of the guts.
Okay.
And you ever heard of the chitlin strut down at Sally, South Carolina?
I've heard some about it.
They say you can smell it for 5 miles.
Do people eat them around here very much? No.
They were never popular in this area, although some people did, but we mostly, you know, tenderloin, pork chop is the same thing. It depends on how you cut it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had ribs, and we had tenderloin, ham, bacon, sow belly.
What was that?
Just what it was, the bottom of the hog.
Is it a fatty part or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's inferior bacon is what it boils down to.
Hmm.
And I got a suspicion off a lot of the packaged bacon you bought in the store is mighty close to sow belly.
Hmm.
Because there's not much meat in it, is there?
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly lard.
Yeah, that's true. Do you use that to like season vegetables
mm-hmm.
with and so
yeah.
forth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now we went big for ham hocks too. That's the, some people used to call the feet trotters. That's the trotter end of the ham. I bet that's not on there.
No, I learned that one. And how about on the outside, the hard part? You have it on the bacon sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's that called?
Sometimes side meat.
Okay.
Of course, we had the usual ham, bacon, sausage, and that souse meat I told you
mm-hmm.
about. Now, my mother did make that, and I always passed if I got the chance. Some people called it head cheese.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah. Okay. And what about a piece of a chicken? You have the bone that you can give to kids to pull.
Wishbone.
Make a wish.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they call it?
Mm-hmm.
Wishbone?
That's all I've ever heard it called in this area.
Okay. Is that